Rovers lead by 4. And now they lead by 10. Jake Stringer with his 4th goal.
He's doing that willy-nilly these days, Jake Stringer. He's having a great year for the Bombers and yesterday signalled his intent to be a part of the rebuild for the long term. 3 years extra for Jake and the Bombers, as contract announced yesterday. And he joins us on The Breakfast Club this morning. Good morning, Jake.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good on you, buddy. Nice to have you with us. Is it nice to get that out of the way?
Yeah, I mean, most definitely. Especially getting towards the silly season. You always want it to be done before that, so I'm really relieved.
Were you ever considering not being at Essendon next couple of years?
Mate, to be honest, it didn't even cross my mind that I was going to end up anywhere else. And that's speaking honestly the truth, and my management would vouch for that. There was never any doubt that I was going to go anywhere else.
That's categoric.
That is categoric. Couldn't be more emphatic.
Hey, Jake, I'm interested, before I let Jono have a good chat to you, just the change in the footy club with, obviously Ben Rutten coming in, Josh Marnie as footy manager. It feels a different place. And so you've been part of the old and the new Essendon. Can you explain the differences and the confidence that the team have got out of those changes?
Yeah, I suppose it's just been one of those things that, last year we were really building something, but we were just weren't getting the results on the footy field. And then when Ben took the reins at the start of this pre-season, it was a new start for everyone, and that's sort of how everyone took it. You look at our defence, three quarters of them were playing in the forward line with me last year, and they're all having breakout seasons. So, it's just been one of those things that Ben's come in and put a lot of trust into people to play different positions, and the people have grabbed them with both hands.
And Jake, what is it with you, with yourself, in terms of you just seem more comfortable now that if the forward line's not working for you, your game's not lost, or if you haven't started well in the mid, you're still not lost on the game for 4 quarters, you go forward and have an impact. How has that growth come about within your performance? Is that back to Ben Rutten?
Yeah, I mean, that's a big part with Ben Rutten, and also Blake Carosella as well, giving me more time and more opportunity in the midfield as well, giving me the freedom that, if things are a bit stale for me up forward, that I can go up to the midfield and have a run around and try and have an impact and then go back forward. So that's just been something that, we've really found a nice little groove over the last 6 to 7 weeks.
Jake, you got looking at the last four games, you had Adelaide and North, you expected to win those games. Melbourne and Geelong, you lost those games. But what did you learn from playing those real contenders for this year on where Essendon's growth needs to come for the remainder of this year, with finals are still a chance, but also for the years to come?
Yeah, I mean, they're the games that you want to be in against, and they're the teams that you need to be beaten to be any chance in September. At the minute, we're not quite there, but we're getting great, strong belief in the performance and the efforts we're putting out against the top teams, that it's not too far away, and we seem to be getting closer and closer to a victory against one of them, and that's all it is, mate. We're on a journey. We've got five or six players that have played their first games this year, so it's really exciting, and we're building something, and we're putting a lot of hard work in, and we're just not quite at the top of the tree yet, and we probably won't be for a little while yet.
Jake, we were talking about you on the program, I think half was earlier this week, about your journey from being such a dynamic footballer at the Bulldogs and then losing all form and then obviously ending up not being at the Bulldogs and now at Essendon, and now you're back to where you were when you were such a dominant player in the game. Were you always confident you'd get back to the levels you're at now? You've had a lot of injuries as well to be thrown into the mix, but the footy you're playing now, you're back to your best.
Yeah, I mean, I never, lost faith that I couldn't get back there, but it was just one of those periods where I probably wasn't enjoying my football all that much. And at the time, you probably think you are, but it's not until, you take a step back from everything. And, that's probably been the best thing about Ben coming in and just giving that fresh new start for me and really believing in me. I suppose that's probably been the biggest thing that, I can play in the midfield, and I had a really big pre-season too, which also helps coming off ankle surgery, you know, midway through last year, and dealing with that. And, yeah, I sort of set myself up for a big year this year, which has been nice to sort of get some reward for that.
If there was a blank coach's board in front of you and your magnet in your hand, Jake, where would you put it?
Anywhere that's not in the defensive 50.
Nobody wants to play down there. That's for the hacks. Nobody wants to do that. That's fair enough. And how are you coping on the road again? You've got a couple of weeks on the road up there at Metricon Stadium Sunday night against the Giants. You've got the Swans next week after playing the Kangas last week. You're back in the Noosa Hub, I think. How's it all going?
Yeah, to be honest, you know, we're very fortunate that we're up here. I mean, we know, obviously, how tough it is down in Melbourne with everyone going through the lockdown. So, you know, I've got three kids, obviously, back in Melbourne, which is hard to be away from. But it's 20 degrees up here, mate, and the sun's out. So, yeah, I'm trying not to be a person that says it's, you know, hard up here because it's quite beautiful, but... we're obviously thinking of everyone back in Melbourne, and we're looking forward to getting back, hopefully, in the next couple of weeks.
And you're getting some sleep on top of all of that, so it's a good result for all.
Exactly.
Well done on the deal. Bombers fans were rejoicing yesterday, the ones that I know anyway, with you signing for another 3 years, mate. Well done on your year so far, and good luck on Sunday night against the Giants.
No worries. Thank you.
Good stuff. Jake Stringer. Certainly one of the reasons why the Bombers have evolved to what they have this season.